Hello and welcome to episode 37 of Anime and Us Other. I'm TJ.
I'm Sean.
And this is the review show that reviews anime movies or something. I think the numbers are right now, but I'm not promising anything with that. So
we'll see next week or next episode. Next
whenever movie episode. Whenever the other next other is.
So we did a movie because Outlaw Star took two weeks.
Yep.
Brawly, or Dragon Ball Z Brawly Second Coming. Known in Japan as Dragon Ball Z Two Dangerous People, Super Warriors Can't Sleep.
I don't know, he was slept for most of that movie, so.
Or by Toei's own English title, Dragon Ball Z Dangerous Rivals. What is with the Japanese titles? Some of them are just f***ing outlandish.
I don't know, you do this every week we come across a Dragon Ball Z.
Sometimes they're not that different, though. Like, sometimes they're okay. That's weird.
I don't know. Maybe they just think they need more description in there.
I guess.
Then their things.
52 minutes long, came out 1994.
Yep.
2.47 billion box office Japanese, 24.2 million converted.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know. That's not a lot, but I don't know what
For a 50 minute, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like that's pretty good.
I also don't know what the exchange rate is in 1994.
Well, that's the exchange rate. 2.47 billion to 24 million. That's it.
No.
They made $24 million.
It's US. The exchange rate from yen to what US.
Is that a lot of money for a movie release in the time?
Yeah, like inflation. That's what I meant.
Well, inflation makes that like $30, something like that. You know what I mean? But like, is that a lot of movie for a anime movie based off an anime? You know what I mean? I have no idea. That could be a killing.
Yeah, I mean, especially in Japan, who knows what they.
Well, to be fair, $24 million, 52 minutes. What did it cost them? $1 million to make it, at most? I mean, by all means, they made a killing.
That's true, but I don't know if they put that much effort into this.
Probably not. This is one of the lower effort ones, for sure. And surprisingly, I enjoyed it, but it is one of the lower effort ones. Like, for instance, so one of the recent ones had a lot of, like, I think Disturbed in it. But it was like that 90s rock, uh-huh. Right? This one has 90s rock in it.
Yeah.
But it's all like free 90s rock off the internet. It's not like a band or anything that anyone knows anyway.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, it still has that feel.
That generic.
But it's generic.
Yeah.
And it feels like the whole movie's like that. Yeah.
Well, it's a 50-minute movie. In the first 20 minutes, they're just fighting a dinosaur. Like, it's a Dragon Ball episode. Yeah,
Trunks, Goten, and Videl are hunting for dragons.
Little Trunks and Goten, by the way.
Yes, but it's Boo version.
Yeah.
They didn't fuse, but Videl had her hair cut. So it's somewhere between the tournament where Goku comes back to life. It's somewhere between that and the end of Boo. I don't know if Gohan could go Mystic. It looked like he could with his outfit and the way he was fighting and everything. But at the same time, he ended up going Super Saiyan for his big power-up. So I don't think he could.
Yeah, I have no idea because the time displacement in these movies is...
Yeah, it's a little rough.
So, I don't know. It's a bit ridiculous anyway.
Yeah, like, it's kind of dumb.
Half the time, they're fighting Broly in non-Super Saiyan form. It's like...
And whether they're doing damage to him or not is kind of irrelevant. But he's like being paused. Uh-huh. Like, he's, like, being stunned, almost. Like, no, he would just crush them.
Yeah.
One punch. They're done. He's in Super Saiyan form.
He had trouble putting down Videl.
Yeah, it was dumb.
Videl
can barely fly.
I know.
She can't do any ki blasts.
And where is Piccolo and Vegeta?
Who knows? Krillin's in it, though.
Yeah, like, that. I think that was just a joke.
I think it was,
because,
too.
Like, it's a... Piccolo comes and saves Gohan, everything, and here's Piccolo saving Gohan again. And
Krillin dressed up as Piccolo.
Krillin this time.
That was pretty funny.
But,
my wife had a chuckle.
But, like, seriously, like, you always say, when I say, where did they come from? They just came out of nowhere. You say, they sense their power energies.
Yeah, well, so, funny thing is, if this takes place right before the tournament with Goku and Vegeta, there's actually a comment from Bulma to Vegeta in Z, and I remember this because I just watched through the Buu saga with my kids, where she's talking to someone, I can't remember who, and they're like, hey, where's Vegeta? Has he been keeping up with his training? And Bulma's like, after Goku died, he kind of hasn't really done any kind of training, he's just been sitting around.
Right.
So, he might be off-world, not training, he might be, you know, oh, I sense power over there, who gives a f***?
right, maybe
Goku's dead. I don't care.
You can excuse Vegeta's lays about or whatever.
But not Piccolo.
No, exactly. Not Piccolo. Piccolo's watching over Gohan somewhere.
Maybe he's on New Namek.
No, he's not.
Could be.
He hates those Nameks.
Yeah, he does.
But yeah, so we spend the first 20 minutes like having a Dragon Ball episode searching for Dragon Balls.
Yes.
Fighting a dinosaur, dealing with stupid
cultists. Almost cultists. More like village people that are...
Village people that are under the influence of the crazy guy and
yeah,
because of
the crazy shaman.
Because of hard times.
Because of a giant dinosaur terrorizing them.
Right. Which you think is a common occurrence in this world, so you would think there would be more...
Sure, but it seems like this world is a more advanced version of our industrial revolution. Where, like, there were pockets. If we're talking about global scale, we had pockets of really civilized places, but most of the world wasn't.
That's true.
You know what I mean? I feel like it's like that.
I don't know. It just feels like every so often we find another random village.
Yes. And that's what makes me feel like it's like
but
that.
But here's another thing. How much of this world is there? Because, you know, this world's been, like, cratered to death by the Z-Warriors. So...
I don't know. Maybe their tectonic plate shifting is a lot more active than ours.
I don't know. It's just a little weird.
Yeah, it's odd. But yeah, they're searching for the Dragon Balls. Trunks wants a...
Amusement park.
Amusement park, but I can't remember what the other two wishes were.
Goten wants unlimited food.
Well, that's fair.
And they don't tell us what Videl wants.
Okay, I didn't think they did.
No.
Okay, yeah, that's weird.
I don't know what Videl wanted. But, yeah, so they're trying to hunt this monster, and then Goten pretends to cry really loud. Oh, and guess what that triggers?
It triggers brawling.
Because it's stupid still. Why are they keeping continuity with him crying? I don't understand.
So dumb.
Of all the things.
A little more for the premise. Brawly did not apparently die from the last movie. He escaped on a Saiyan pod.
Yeah.
And then crash land on Earth and then frozen a lake.
For 7 years.
For 7 years.
Yes.
And then the crying of Goten
woke him up. Woke him up and broke the ice, yes.
And the one thing that was kind of interesting is he didn't heal. He had, like, scuff marks on him and, like, damage on
him. Right, yeah, he was so hurt.
That was kind of interesting.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, but...
Well, they could have easily just went the route of him being 100%. You know what I mean?
He seemed more powerful here than he was on there. He's like...
Sure, but you could see damage is my only point.
Yeah, I know. But when the more damaged they are, the more powerful they are, apparently.
Yeah, and wait till you watch Super. I just finished Super.
Okay. It's just, this movie is kind of bland, honestly. It's just like, it's boring for most of it, and then it gets bullcrap when Goku has to come back to life to save the day again.
Sort of.
No, he does.
So, right before this scene where Goku sort of comes back to life, my wife and I were kind of arguing about whether or not it's continuity. It's, you know, whether or not it's in the canon.
Right.
And I'm like, no Z movie is in the canon. And I explained why. But she's like, but it looks like it could fit. And I'm like, no. And then, so what happens is Gohan and Goten effectively are Kamehameha-ing Brawly, and he's got an energy blast at him. And that's kind of the crescendo of the whole.
Right.
The whole fight.
That's the whole purpose of this movie, to put the three generations of Goku there.
And then Goten is like thinking in his head, because they've got all the Dragon Balls collected behind him.
Mm-hmm.
He's thinking, I wish Dad was here. And then the Dragon Balls flash and Goku descends, but he's got like a weird outline around him. And then they all do a Kamehameha, and then they win, and they blast him off into the sun just like Cooler, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
And then he disappears, and the Dragon Balls are gone.
Yeah, but when the... After Broly goes into the sun, they show the Dragon Balls glowing and going off into separate directions.
True, but...
As if they were used, which is only... They only do that...
I wish Dad was here for 10 seconds. Come on.
He said, I wish Dad was here to help with this thing.
Okay, fine. One reason why it doesn't fit is they use the Dragon Balls very soon after that, and it wouldn't exist. So, not canon. But as soon as Goku, like, disappeared, I looked at my wife, and I said, that's why it's not canon. Or when he appeared, I should say.
Well, yeah, obviously it's not canon, but they definitely use the Dragon Balls.
Yes, sure.
They wanted you to think that they weren't using...
Well, the narrator even said afterwards, is like...
Is it a mystery? No, it's just a bullshit.
To Gohan and Goten, it doesn't matter.
They just didn't want everyone to think, oh, look, Goku showed up and stole another win here. Mm-hmm. That's all that was.
Gohan should have won that.
I know. And Goku shows up, and he's a jerk. He's like, be stronger! Come on!
Concentrate, Gohan!
It's like, go back to the other side, Goku.
Go Super Saiyan 3, you dick.
Yeah, really. He's such a jerk.
I'll tell you what, there are some cool fights in Super.
No, yeah.
For sure. Especially the last fight with Jiren. It was well done. My kids loved the music for when he went Ultra Instinct.
Yeah.
It was like, I don't want to say piano, I don't know what instrument they used, but it was like a really iconic sound that they were doing. And my daughter was like singing it every time it came on, and my son was like, again? Every time he would go Ultra. It was so funny.
Every time you say Ultra Instinct, it reminds me of a
video. Autonomous Ultra Instinct.
It reminds me of a fighting game from the 90s, I think it was called. It's got weird characters in it and stuff, like a T-Rex and shit. And it's like when they use this, the finishing moves, like Ultra Instinct or something like that.
Okay.
That's what it reminds me of.
Okay.
I haven't seen Super, so I know nothing.
I want to get through the Dragon Ball Z movies so that we can watch the first Super movie, which is you're supposed to watch before the show. That's how it was released.
Okay. I mean, we still haven't even covered regular Dragon Ball Z on this show, so.
Yeah. We're just going to follow with the movies. There's one. How many are there? Battle of the Gods, Resurrection F, Broly. There's a Broly movie.
Well, there's still another Broly movie before we even get to that.
That's true. But there's a Broly movie, which means he's officially canon because of this movie. And then there's Superhero with Gohan and Piccolo.
Well, there's two more Z movies.
Mm-hmm.
So.
The Broly one and what else?
Fusion Reborn.
Okay.
I don't know what it is. I've seen
them all.
I haven't seen anything past here.
Oh, okay. Bio Broly's terrible. You're going to hate it.
So.
It was worse than this one. This one was okay, though. I mean.
Actually, I didn't mind this one as much as I minded the first one, but the first one was an hour, like, 20 minutes or something like that, mm-hmm. and it was extended, so this one was just back to regular.
This was a perfect run length for a Dragon Ball Z movie that we don't care about.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, I won't knock it for that. It was just a little boring on my part.
It was like, a little boring.
Like,
it's kind of bland.
Right, and where's all the characters that we like and stuff? Like,
I mean, there's a few of them, but not all of them. Where's Vegeta?
Like, Vegeta, Piccolo, you know? Mm-hmm. So, like, was Trunks and Goten really that popular at that time? Because I never found them that impressive. Future Trunks is more interesting than Little
Trunks. Future Trunks is super interesting.
So, like, this is not anything. And if that,
oh, and then I'm peeing the whole time, and Trunks say, peed on.
That's what I was about to get to. Like,
that was
it feels
funny.
Like it was like this is for our kids back to a kids show because they got the kids there. So now we're going all the lowbrow jokes and stuff.
Speaking of, so we finished Super Me and the Kids, and then we started One Piece.
Okay.
And one of the jokes came on screen. I forget which one it was. And the kids f***ing died. And it was one of those corny jokes that me and you hate. But the comedy lands for the kids. It does.
Right, I know.
Like, I'm seeing it firsthand.
Like, I know. That's why these shows are popular.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we weren't kids when we watched them.
Not
kids.
That little, but yeah.
But, like...
Actually, I was. When I was watching Dragon Ball Z...
Yeah, maybe.
I was 10 or 11.
I forgot Dragon Ball Z was on in the 90s.
And it was probably on when I was 9. I didn't know about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's true. It was on when we were kind of young. So, yeah, maybe. So, like, there's a reason why it's popular for kids. Mm-hmm. But, like, it hasn't been like that in a long time. You know what I mean? So,
yes.
It's like, going back to it feels gimmicky, if I guess I want to mm-hmm. say.
Well, it's the nostalgia is there, but at the same time, comedy doesn't land the same way because you're older.
Right.
One last thing on Z before we move on to grading and leave it. So I work with children. I don't know how much I want to say on the podcast. I work with kids in a school setting, and one of them knows that I like Dragon Ball Z, mm-hmm. and he's quizzing me. Every time he sees me, he quizzes me. That's hilarious.
It is hilarious. How far did you get in One Piece?
Only like 3 or 4 episodes.
Oh, because
he just got Zoro and they sailed off.
Gotcha, because we covered like the first 124.
Yeah, it'll be a while before.
Yeah.
But we watched a whole 100 and I think there's 130-ish episodes of Super. Me and the kids watched that in all of 2 months.
I mean, that's pretty good.
Yeah. Because, you know, we'll be like cooking dinner or something, put it on. I can watch it while I'm cooking. They can just sit and watch it.
Yeah. All right.
All right, so score. For me, it's slightly above average. Maybe because the first Broly was so bad. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think we gave that first Broly a bad score.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm feeling a 6.
I'm not feeling a 6. I'm at a 5 at best, maybe a 4.
Okay.
Yeah, that's where I'm at. All right, so I guess that's it for this episode. Next episode is going to be
Outlaw Star.
Until then.
Bye.